California Shakeout, featuring the largest earthquake drill in U.S. history. At 10 a.m. on November 13th, millions of Southern Californians will practice what to do to be safe during earthquakes and to prevent disasters. The Home Depot's focus on home safety and security is year-round. Register now for the Shakeout at shakeout.org and make sure you're prepared for the next big one.
Made from the finest potatoes, crispy on the outside, warm and fluffy inside. McDonald's world famous fries. Enjoy them with an icy cold Coke today at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Adam Carolla mornings.
Well, what about shaving a camel?
Tom Likas afternoons.
Pick up another $5 cup of coffee and price, will you, folks? Put that in the cup holder of your SUV and shove it up your ass.
This is 97.1 FM Talk. KLSX. KLSX HD. Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. And Raider football every weekend. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Powered by Laser Eye Center with zero down and no interest financing until 2010. Call 1-800-80-LASER.
Welcome to A Cut Above, featuring Dr. Paul Nassif and Dr. David Amron. Today we have Dr. Nassif. He is a rhinoplasty specialist. He's also a skilled facial plastic reconstructive surgeon, probably one of the best, if not the best, facial reconstructive surgeon in the country, and I'd say worldwide. If you have any questions, this is the man to call. If you're thinking of surgery, if you're thinking of rhinoplasty, anything basically from the neck up, this is the man to call. He was one of the original Dr. 90210s. It's Dr. Paul Nassif. Well, hello there.
You know, I'm looking forward to an exciting afternoon with you.
I'm so excited. Last time, we had so much fun, didn't we?
Well, yeah. The interesting thing is, we had phone calls straight through. We didn't have much time to talk.
No.
About a lot of our topics.
I know. I had a bunch of questions, but it's great. You know, it's a big interest nowadays. I think some of the biggest ratings that television gets today are the plastic surgery shows, are the makeover shows. And when you stick something on air like this, where people can actually talk to you, because people can watch Dr. 90210, but you can't call up the doctors on the show right there and then. You have a question about that. This is such a great forum because anybody at any time can call and ask a question. So here's the number, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Yes, usually we have, and usually the show is about liposuction, but Dr. David Amron and Dr. Paul Nassif have basically, you guys have been working together, practicing together for 10 years now, doing different types of cosmetic procedures. And I know Dr. Amron specializes in liposuction, fillers, Botox, and you are the facial plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way we look at it is you have to be a specialist. I mean, if someone does everything, how can you master everything? So,
right.
You know, you could be a jack of all trades, master of none, is something that Dr. Amron and I have always said. And I'm the face guy. I don't do anything below the neck. And I'd say about 70% of my practice is rhinoplasty.
Right.
And then what's interesting about being in Beverly Hills, probably about 70% of my patients are ethnic of some sort, whether
right.
it's Hispanic, African American, Asian, Mediterranean, and especially the amount of patients we have coming in from different parts of the world, it's nice to have a variety and to know, and see all these different great things.
Now, you specialize in ethnic plastic surgery or rhinoplasty, which is a nose job. And why is there need to be a specialty in that? Is it because of how the skin heals? Why is there need to be a specialist in ethnic?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, Carrie. I mean, when a patient comes in, I mean, one of the first things they might say is, I want a westernization rhinoplasty. Now, what is a westernization rhinoplasty? It's taking someone who has an ethnic nose and, you know, trying to make it appear more like a Caucasian. Now, the problem is, if you overdo it and you try to imitate that, then you're going to have a nose that looks too westernized and it's not going to match the person's face. So I like calling it ethnic rhinoplasty because what I'm trying to do is take what they have and soften it. In other words, give it more projection, make it more narrow, try to get more definition.
Right.
But we don't want to... we don't want to overdo it. And that's a very, very important point, especially with my face surgery I do, whether it's doing something with the eyes or the face. Again, I have to work with that skin type, whether it's thick, thin, knowing if they're going to scar easier. That's why it's really important.
You know, I've seen, and you know, you only notice the bad nose jobs. You never really notice the good ones, which is great. And I've seen, I saw pictures of Angelina Jolie, and I don't know if they've had nose jobs, so I'm not, this is just speculation, but I've seen pictures of Kate Hudson. I've seen pictures of Katie Holmes when they were younger, and they had more of this bulbous or this, I don't know, what would you say, pug nose?
Well,
and
now yeah, it's bulbous a little, is a great
bulbous,
word
yeah,
for it.
And it's now they're more now more defined. But nobody, unless you really studied the pictures, would really know that. And those are good nose jobs. But then you look at and I hate calling people out, but like the Janet Jacksons of the world with these pointy nostrils, and the nose really doesn't look natural. It looks like it was done. And so would you take something, somebody like her or somebody that has the ethnic skin, and make it look more natural as opposed to small, thin and pointy?
Well, that's that whole thing is, you know, that's complete westernized overdone nose.
Right.
And so the goal would be to for me to take that, since I do a lot of revision surgery, is to make that un-westernized and soften it. In other words, make it bigger.
Right.
And so that's where we are.
If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, remember he's a facial plastic surgeon. Yes, we usually do talk about lipo on the show, but today Dr. Amron's partner, Dr. Paul Nassif, is in. And in fact, you're going to be here every other week.
Yeah, we're going to switch it because you know what? It's great that, you know, we might even do it together sometimes.
It's great. I love that. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Steve in L.A., you're on with Dr. Nassif.
Hi, Steve.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
Fantastic.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've lost about 160 pounds over the last 4 years.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
I added an awful lot of muscle weight at the same time, working out every day really hard, but I've ended up with not a whole lot of hanging skin anywhere on me except my neck.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, that does happen. That is a problem. Steve, if I may ask, what's your age?
49.
Okay, so you're 49. So in that situation, you'd have to come in for examination because, one, I have to feel your skin on your neck. I have to see if the skin now is loose. Because if we just try to do a little liposuction, remove the excess fat, if there is fat there, that's one thing, but usually in your situation, that skin now is going to be loose after a good amount of weight loss. In that situation, we have to remove that skin. And now the next
right.
question, you know, Steve is going to ask, well, how do you do that? You know, in your situation, being a young guy, we want to make sure that it looks the best we can without any visible scars. So I'd make a little incision underneath your chin, and we also have to make a little incision around the back and lower part of your ear, and I'd hide it beautifully. And we'd have to do some work where we actually remove and excise that excess skin. So it's a neck lift. That's what you would have happen. That's the great procedure for you.
And it's not going to end up looking like these women I see walking around Beverly Hills who are pulled so tight that you swear they're stuck in a wind tunnel.
Well, remember now, well, first of all, that's one of the, if you take a look at a lot of these folks that have had facelifts in the past, the pull for that face is sideways, and that pulls the lips further apart, and it gives you that, you know, wind-blown look that you just mentioned. Now, when we do facelifts, or what we call mid-face, lower-faced, and neck, which you don't need, you just need more of the neck lift, we want to lift everything vertically, back up where it used to be. So now
it's
when you,
totally a new technique,
well,
right?
Well, it's, you know, it's probably the last 6-7 years, I mean, or maybe even 10 years where we've tried to do everything more natural, put everything back. You know, that's why I call it more of an anti-gravity lift. Put it back up where gravity was.
Okay.
Because gravity pulls it down, want to put it back up.
Is it a good idea to do a little bit of on the jaw to sort of redefine it? Because obviously, you know, some of that falls naturally.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'd have to examine you in person. If the case is that you need some jawline work and the neck, that is what we call a lower and neck lift, and that means the incision has to go a little bit more around the front of the ear. But especially if you have a beard, thicker skin, that's the kind of situation where you have someone who's a great facial plastic surgeon or plastic surgeon that specializes in faces to make sure that incision looks beautiful. So when you're walking around, no one will even know that you've had it. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Sign me up.
All right, Steve, let me give you and anybody else.
Look forward to seeing you, Steve.
Yeah, and anybody else who's listening, the office number, and that is 310-275-2467. 310-275-2467.
Nice talking to Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Bye. So, and anybody else who would like to get on the air right now with Dr. Paul Nassif, facial plastic surgeon, facial reconstructive plastic surgeon, and one of the best, I guess you would say, rhinoplasty guys, nose job guys.
You know, I got to tell you, I think I have a great niche for that. I also do great face work.
Yeah.
Everything is natural. But if I have to say internationally, you know, like this week alone, we've had patients from Santo Domingo, for example, and that's somewhere, I think, in the Mexican area, or it's in Mexico. I've also had patients last week from South America, Dubai. This is all in 1 week in England.
Wow. So, and that's for the nose?
And that's for the nose.
Yeah.
But I do great face work, too.
If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, you can call us here, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Mark in Orange, you're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Beautiful outside.
I'll tell you, I'm glad I listened in here because this is something that I was thinking about looking into anyway. This is a little different probably than what you're used to. But as I'm getting older, I'm noticing that I'm getting a lot of skin tags, molds. I don't know if it's liver spots, but literally on my face. And it's becoming more and more noticeable, especially for clients and customers that I have to deal with on a daily and weekly basis.
You know, Mark,
something that can be taken care of.
It absolutely can. And what I want you to do is call back next week because, you know, Dr. Nassif does all that. But we have Dr. David Amron, who does all the lasers, who does all the dermatology of the face. He's phenomenal. He does mine. I had spots. I had skin tags. I can't tell you how amazing my face looks after. He's been my doctor for 8 years.
Yeah, he's mine, too.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. And he's on next week. Or you can call the office, too, Monday and ask for him.
Okay, definitely. It's something that I'd really like to look into.
He's really phenomenal at it.
Yeah, he's great at that. He'll do a skin check for you, and you know the moles, the skin tags, all that. He's the man for that. He's wonderful at it.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'll definitely do that.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care.
And the office number, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. David Amron or Dr. Paul Nassif, you can reach them at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Right now, today, we have Dr. Paul Nassif with us. And I know for those of you who just tuned in, it's usually a liposuction show. Yes, it is, because Dr. David Amron usually does the entire hour. But now, his partner in crime, you guys have been working together for 10 years now, have decided to team up and do the radio show together. Because now you cover everything, pretty much, almost. It's like a broad range from not only lasers to dermatology to liposuction, now from the neck up plastic surgery.
Oh yeah, it works out nice with the two of us, and you know, Dr. Amron is a great partner, and you know, it's nice because we can, you know, work off. You know, if I need some advice on something from him, he takes care of it, and vice versa. It's just a great symbiotic relationship.
Absolutely. If you'd like to call into the show, 888-520-9710. Caesar or Cesar in L.A.? How do you say your name?
Caesar.
Caesar. Hey, you're on with Dr. Nassif.
Hi, Caesar.
Hi. I just have a question. You know, for many years I suffer from headaches, and, you know, I tend to, you know, I have this big old wrinkles on my forehead. And I heard that if you go to, like, you know, like, fixing your forehead, that can even help to relieve your headaches. Is that true?
Well, I think what you're talking about is possibly a Botox. Botox now is being used for migraines. You know, for many patients, have had great relief with that. A lot of the neurologists will do that. We've had patients that come in with wrinkles in their forehead, and we treat those patients with Botox, and then they come back and say, by the way, my migraine headaches don't come back anymore. So if you do have wrinkles in your forehead with the headaches, you might want to try it and see what happens. And, you know, one of the other issues that people keep lifting up their forehead or their eyebrows is sometimes because the skin over their eyes is extremely heavy. And I don't know if that's your situation, but that's one of the reasons why patients are always lifting up their eyebrows. But that would be the best way for, you know, you take a look at things is try some Botox, Caesar.
Is that something that is permanent once you do it, or
no? Botox is a what that is botulism botulism toxin, and it's something that you inject with a very small needle, and you what it does, it softens the wrinkles in the forehead because it makes the muscles underneath the skin relax, and it lasts approximately 3 months.
Oh, so it's something that ongoing that you will have to be doing in order to, I mean, because basically what I'm interested in is just, you know, if that really helps for the headaches. That's what I read.
You know, we're not going to know until you tried it.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? Also, too, I know that my family has, there's some migraines in my family, and there is definitely help with Botox, but also vitamins. Have you heard about this? If you're deficient in certain vitamins, and you should look into this, it really helps very much so with migraines. So you should get on a multivitamin and try that. But I'm gonna go now, and you should come in and have them look at your wrinkles and you know, maybe at your eyelids and see what they can do. Okay.
Thank you, Caesar.
Okay, thanks, Caesar.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And if you'd like to, Caesar, or anybody else listening, call the office for Dr. Paul Nassif. It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. David in Orange County, you're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
Hi, David.
Hey, doctor, how are you? I'm a 55-year-old male, and I do a lot of cardio. I'm in great shape, but my face, you know, when you smile, you got wrinkles, and now around the cheeks, I've got the deep lines. And I went to go see another doctor in L.A. who is like you, has a great reputation, and he wanted to use Botox and Restylane, I think it's called, to fill it out.
Restylane.
Yeah, Restylane.
Okay, wrestling. And I didn't want to, I was almost embarrassed. But, you know, when I take my hands and pull back on my eyes and my cheek, if that was to be done through surgery, I would look 20 years younger.
Well, first of all, actually, you're not going to have a big puffy face. You know, what Botox is used to do is soften the small wrinkles around your eyes. And somewhere around, you know, in your forehead and between your eyes, called the glabellar lines. And the fillers are for, like, the deep smile lines. And whether it's Juvederm or Restylane, putting a little bit of filler in those areas will take care of that. So that's the best way to go. And it's not going to make you feel, your whole face will not fill out.
And if you have any questions for Dr. Nassif, you can call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Ken in Long Beach, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Ken.
Hello. Yeah, I actually have a really sensitive skin on my neck area, and so I kind of have a shaving rash all the time, so I have some scars there. I was wondering what could be done to, like, get rid of, like, the scars on my neck.
You know what? This is a great question for Dr. Amron, because he's the dermatologist, and that's next week. So can you call in next week and talk to Amron?
Yeah, sure.
That would be great, because he's basically, Dr. Nassif is a facial plastic surgeon, and he works with Dr. Amron, who's a dermatologist.
Well, I thought he could do something for the scarring on that.
Yeah, you know, that's the small type of thing that Dr. Amron is probably the better person. I mean, for me, I'm the kind of guy who does the actual surgery aspects of the of our practice. And in regards to small little scars on the neck, there might be different lasers that can treat that. And that's why Dr. Amron would be the better person. You could even, you know, call the office, and especially if you're not too, I think you're in Long Beach area, and he'd be a fantastic person to see and help you with that.
And it's always a complimentary consult with him. So let me give you his number. And
right.
It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Give him a call.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye. We've got to take a quick break. This is, I wanted to say, the cutting edge, but it is a cut above.
Oh.
We're on the cutting edge. We are on the cutting edge.
We are coming in, a cut above of the cutting edge.
Yeah, absolutely. With Dr. Paul Nassif. And if you have any questions, you can call us. 888-520-9710. If you're considering getting a nose job, if you're considering any facial plastic surgery, this is the man to ask the questions to. This is one of the original Dr. 90210's fantastic. I've known him. I've known you what now?
Probably 10 years. Probably 10 years.
10 years. You're fantastic. So give us a call. 888-520-9710. This is A Cut Above right here on 97.1 Free FM.
You're listening to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem.
97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. You may have heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured as an expert on CNN, Discovery Health, Good Morning America, The Today Show, and that's just to name a few. Entertainment Tonight called Dr. David Amron the guru of liposuction. He's an internationally renowned expert whose patients fly in from around the world. Dr. Amron believes in getting lipo done right the first time, and he specializes in revision liposuction. His honesty, integrity, and artistry as a surgeon has made Dr. Amron one of the most sought-after dermatologic surgeons in his field. Dr. David Amron has been my doctor for 8 years. If you want to look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. 310-275-2467. And listen to the Dr. David Amron Show Saturdays 4 to 5 right here on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
All right, you've got an internet connection, which means you've got your very own restaurant connection. So train your fingers to type up yourrestaurantconnection.com at the first signs of hunger. Yourrestaurantconnection.com can hook you up with Zagat preferred restaurants, along with other great choices. Plus, you can get menus and online reservations for restaurants throughout SoCal and even Las Vegas. Remember, it's yourrestaurantconnection.com, powered by the LA Weekly and the Word Chefs, right here at 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a free vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hey, this is Andrew, and right now in the bedroom, happy to report I am a 9. I'm pretty sure. 2 years ago, 0. Because I had ED, erectile dysfunction, I had some medical issues, I tried the pills, but the side effects, whew, not for me. And I've heard they don't even work for like half the guys that try them. So I saw Boston Medical Group, and now my relationship with my wife completely changed. Look, every night's like our wedding night, only without the cover band. Their doctors use a U.S. patented treatment that helps thousands of guys each year with sexual performance issues, most after only one confidential visit. Listen to me. You don't have to spend the rest of your life with ED. You just don't. Call to make a private appointment or just to get some free information. Here's the number. 800-337-7555. 800-337-7555. Write this down, guys. 800-337-7555. Or check out bostonmedicalgroup.com. Go!
97.1 FM Talk.
Summer heat, old windows, and high energy prices add up to record cooling costs. Heavy-duty shades and blinds can only do so much. Get California Deluxe Windows on the case. Not only does California Deluxe Windows design and manufacture custom windows right here in Southern California, their comfort glass helps to keep the heat out and the cool in, thus lowering your energy costs. At California Deluxe Windows, you get great-looking windows that save you money. How about that? The highest quality products designed and manufactured by a team of true craftsmen. California Deluxe Windows are made in SoCal for SoCal and are backed by one of the best guarantees in the business. And if you act now, you'll get a free 6-foot sliding glass door or take $1,500 off your purchase price. Minimum purchase applies. Before you crank up the AC today, call California Deluxe Windows at 866-988-5100. That's 866-988-5100. 866-988-5100.
5100.
Hi, I'm Tommy Lasorda, and I'm here for AAMCO. You may buy an extended warranty at your dealership, but you may not have to go back there for service. Your local AAMCO center is authorized by most warranty companies to do the work. Why? Because they've got a lot at stake, and they know that over half of the vehicles serviced by AAMCO don't even need a new transmission. Whether you have an extended warranty or not, go where most warranty companies put their trust, and that's in AAMCO. Whatever the problem is, they'll diagnose it right, and they'll fix it right at a price that's right. You don't need an appointment, and they'll diagnose it the same day. Call them now. Tell them Tommy sent you. And if that little check engine light is still on, they'll check it out and tell you why it's on. And that's for free. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO or log on to AAMCOSoCal.com for the center nearest you. That's AAMCO.
Additional diagnostics may be required. Participating centers only.
Rudolph.
Yeah, Dancer.
Prancer says you don't want to chip in for Santa's HD radio. You don't think an HD radio for his sleigh is a great gift?
It's awesome. I just don't happen to subscribe to the idea that the reindeer in front should put in as much as the ones in the back.
There's no way I'm putting in more than
I'll
Rudolph.
Barely hear it.
If a new BMW, Ford, or Lincoln Mercury is on your wish list, make sure it's got an HD radio. Text Santa to 58011 for HD radio holiday specials. Merry Christmas from HD Radio.
In 69, Danny Finch dreamed of becoming an astronaut until his dreams came crashing down.
Trying to pin a murder on me.
Sounds like you got it coming.
New Cold Case, CBS Sunday.
Call in with your cosmetic surgery question to 520-9710. Now back to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem.
This is A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. Dr. David Amron is off this week because now they are switching up. That's right. Dr. David Amron and Dr. Paul Nassif have been in business together for 10 years. Dr. Amron, of course, does the liposuction and the dermatology. And Dr. Paul Nassif is a facial plastic surgeon, a facial reconstructive plastic surgeon specializing in rhinoplasty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got it right. Look at that. And we have a special guest with us, Jade. You are in patient care over with Dr. Amron and Dr. Nassif.
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yay.
Jade's our patient care coordinator, and actually she's my patient, too. She's had a rhinoplasty, and we also did some fat grafting to her lower eyelid region. And we had her, and her ears pinned back, called an otoplasty.
Oh, see, I wanted that so bad. When I'm on air and I have my hair in a ponytail, like TV, I take tape, double-sided tape, and I tape my ears back.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah.
No.
It looks fantastic. I'm telling you, it works so well. We'll take a quick, we'll talk to you in a minute. We'll take a phone call. Lynn in Los Angeles, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to find out, I had a question rather about eyelid surgery, and specifically I'm in my early 50s and I've got loose skin above my eyes, so it doesn't even really do any good to wear eyeshadow. I've heard it can be done with lasers. I've also heard it can be done with surgery, and I wanted to find out a little bit about that.
Okay, I mean, Lynn, those are great questions. I mean, so the first thing we talk about an eyelid evaluation, one of the first things we have to do is see if your eyebrow fell a little bit. And oftentimes the eyebrow droops. And when the eyebrow droops, it makes the upper eyelid skin appear heavy. And so that's the first thing we do, because if you need a brow lift and the doctor just removes or does something with the upper eyelid skin, that in essence can bring your eyebrow down more and cause more of a problem. So let's just say your eyebrow has fallen and you need to have it gently and elegantly lifted to a natural position. That's called an endoscopic brow lift. And we can make 5 small incisions in your hairline. We use a little telescope. It's called an endoscope. And these very small micro instruments. And we elevate your eyebrow back to where it used to be. That's assuming that it has dropped. That's the first thing. Now, in regard...
One thing I can say is that I know my skin has pretty decent elasticity except for my eyebrows, because I look much younger. I mean, I've just got good genes, I think. I don't have hardly any wrinkles or anything yet.
Great. I mean that's fantastic. I mean, so you're basically saying that the upper eyelid skin, there's some extra skin there, and it's covering your... Okay, so in that situation, you know, again, depending on where your eyebrow is. And if we just look at your eyelid, that's an eyelid lift called the blepharoplasty. Now, in general, non-invasive procedures do not treat that. Now, when we talk about removing the skin through a very small incision, and especially if it's done properly, and the doctor takes great care in putting little stitches in that incision, the line is almost invisible. Now, you can remove the skin when you mention the word laser. You can remove the skin with lasers. You can remove the skin with what we call, we call it a 15 blade. So it doesn't really matter how you remove it. Some of that could be marketing also. And when you say laser, removal of skin. But that's the technique to removing the excess eyelid skin called an upper blepharoplasty.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you been considering this for a while, Lynn?
I've been thinking about it. I really think it's the only thing that I really dislike when I look at my face. I mean, I don't want to look like I'm 20, but I want to be able... I mean, when I pull the skin up and look at it, my eyes are much larger and, they just look better.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so the point is that, the eyes are the first thing that someone looks at when they look at you is the eyes. And so we want to make sure everything surrounding the eyes is healthy. Now, one thing that's really important, Lynn, is if you do have this procedure performed, being conservative, everything that we want to do, whoever you go to, you want to make sure that everything is conservative, because if you remove too much skin, it might hollow the area out too much.
Oh, I've seen
that. So everything has to be very conservative.
I don't want to look surprised.
Right.
Absolutely.
Nobody does.
Yeah, none of us do.
And I wanted to also say, I know Dr. Amron is off, but my daughter sees him she's had freckles removed and some dermatology, and he's been really wonderful to her.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, so Lynn, you do know the number to the office, but I'm going to give it to anybody else.
I was always afraid to call up myself, so I thought, I can do it secretly on the radio.
Why not? Yeah, there you go.
That. I mean,
absolutely.
What's nice, too, is, Jade's here, and so now Jade's heard your voice, and you're
so
more welcome.
Call and ask for me. Sorry, Dr. Nester.
No, that's right. Go ahead and ask for her.
Yeah, call and ask for me, and I'd love to help you with any more questions that you have.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. And I really appreciate, I like the show, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, Lynn, no problem. Call back anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And the number two, Jade, and the office where Dr. Paul Nassif and Dr. Amron work, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Now, Jade, I want to ask you a couple questions. What exactly is your job as patient care coordinator? What do you do?
I book Dr. Nassif and Dr. Amron's surgeries, and I help people with questions, and they ask me what they're coming in for.
Oh, you mean you don't sit bedside like a nurse after they're, you go home and you feed them Jello and nothing like that?
No, however, I have been asked.
I wouldn't doubt it. You're gorgeous.
And I would do it if I had to.
Right.
That's totally cool. Yeah. So, yes, I just, when people come in to see them, I'm the first person actually that they see, and they talk to me about their concerns and what they'd like to improve. And, I usually am able to tell now what type of procedures would be involved, and I explain the pre and aftercare. So and then they see the doctors, and then I see them for a fee quote, and then guide them, if they have any other questions as well.
And if you have any questions for Jade or Dr. Paul Nassif, if you can call in right now, consultation right over the air, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Now, remember, Dr. Paul Nassif is here today, and he is a facial plastic surgeon, the dermatologist, and the wonderful man who does liposuction so perfectly. Dr. David Amron will be back next week. So if you have dermatology questions, you can call the office on Monday at 310, or you can call the office now, 310-275-2467 with your dermatology questions. That's 310-275-2467. 775-2467, also with your liposuction questions. But today we have Dr. Paul Nassif. If you're thinking about getting any kind of facial plastic surgery, this is the man to call. He was one of the original Dr. 90210s. And you know, when they stick you on television, you cannot afford to mess up. So they pick the best because they don't want lawsuits. You know, you have to have the best of the best doctors when you're dealing with a television show and being in front of millions of people. So not only that, you've got integrity. I walked into his office, Jade. I walked into his office a couple years ago, and I was in my, I need my nose done. Everybody thinks I've had it done. Everybody asks me where I got my nose done, but I think it's too sharp and too pointy where some people like that look. And I said, oh, I just kind of want it to be a little less sharp. I just want it, like not so pointy. And he goes through and tells me everything he can do and shows me everything on the screen. You know how he has one of those...
the morphing.
What is it? Morphing? Shows you what happens after surgery. And then you turn to me and you said, if I had your nose, I wouldn't do anything with it. I'd leave it alone. You were just honest. You could have made, $10,000, $15,000 off me. He didn't. He said, you don't need that done. And that's the same with Dr. Amron. Both of you guys have integrity.
Yeah, they're good men.
Yeah. And they're not just going to take your money and do a surgery on you that you don't need. So I love that about you guys. I really do.
Thanks.
Yeah. And to call Dr. Paul Nassif, if you want anything to do with facial, reconstructive, or plastic surgery, especially rhinoplasty, you can call us now at 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Now, you're not off the hook yet, Jade.
Oh, no.
You're not off the hook yet. What is the, most asked question you get from people? What is, their worry?
Does it hurt? And would I look like Michael Jackson?
Do they really?
Yes. And no to both.
Yeah, you would know, because why don't you talk about your experience?
Well, I had a rather large schnoz, and I first started working for Dr. Nassif about 4.5 years ago. And the minute he saw me, he obviously thought, right, if I'm the nose man, I need to get hold of her. So
no, I did not say anything to
no,
you.
No, those are possibly your thoughts. So, yes, he did my surgery, and I actually had big ears. I used to look like Dumbo, so he fixed my ears as well. And it was actually I'd wanted to do my nose for probably since I was about 12 years old. So my anxiety level had shot through the roof by the time I'd actually done my nose. So I thought I was going to be bedridden. It was going to be an awful experience afterwards. And it was actually incredibly easy. Just the hardest part really is... you can't really breathe very well, so it feels like you've got a heavy cold, and
right.
That's it, really.
How long does that last for?
Several days.
And that's it?
Yes. Actually, it can go on, really, we say about 2 weeks. It sort of fluctuates. The first week, for sure, and then it can it gets better after the first week.
That's not that bad.
No.
That's not that bad. We have to take a quick break. You are listening to A Cut Above, featuring Dr. Paul Nassif today. Dr. David Amron, who does the dermatology and liposuction, will be on next week. So if you have any questions, you can actually call the office for Dr. Paul Nassif or Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And we'll be back with your phone calls right after this. And you can call right now for an on-air consultation. 888-520-9710. This is A Cut Above, featuring Dr. Paul Nassif. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1 FM Talk.
You're listening to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem.
This is 97.1 FM Talk. 97.1 FMTalk.com, our new online home where you can see what we're doing. Pictures, video, webcast, download podcasts to listen to. Blog about what you like and don't like. And of course, win stuff.
You can win the chance to party in Puerto Vallarta with Leo the Film Freak. You can also check out photos of Frosty, Huddy, and Frank's Halloween show and the Adam Carolla show's Blotto in the Grotto. Plus, check out the webcast of the FM Talk Think Tank.
97.1 FMTalk.com. Bookmark it now or don't.
Your loss.
97.1 FMTalk.com.
Powered by the Happy Hour Radio Show, Saturdays at 6.
Comfortable jeans is no longer an oxymoron. Lee jeans, guaranteed to be your best fitting, most comfortable jeans ever. Lee, get what fits. Available at Kohl's.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 FM Talk.
Call in with your cosmetic surgery question to 520-9710. Now back to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem.
Yes, this is A Cut Above. Featuring today, Dr. Paul Nassif. He's a skilled facial plastic surgeon and a reconstructive surgeon who really specializes. Oh, what happened to the music there, Catfish? What happened to the music there? There's no music anymore. It specializes in rhinoplasty. He's absolutely fantastic. He is known all over the world. And you may have seen him because he was one of the original Dr. 90210s. He's been featured on Entertainment Tonight and Extra. And I mean, he's a fantastic doctor. If you have any questions concerning facial plastic surgery, this is the man to call. Don't go under the knife without asking every question and really being informed. Know the facts. Know what you're doing, because you don't want to be somebody who goes in and has the reconstructive plastic surgery. You want to get it done right the first time. You can call us here at 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. So, Jade, we are talking to Jade, who happens to be the patient care coordinator. And this is hilarious what's going on between them two. She's kind of giving him the eyes like, okay, I don't want to talk anymore. But you're so good on air and you've got such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
So we're going to bother you a little more.
Okay.
So what else have you had done? Because you look very, to me, you look very, very natural. In fact, you should put a picture of up on the website, because you do. You guys have a website.
Yes, he has made me do that already. I'm already... Where did that come from? You did that without moving your lips, Dr. Nassif.
Yeah, that's pretty good if I could do that.
I'm already on the internet. I'm already on the website.
Okay, what is it? Give the website out.
It is SpaldingPlasticSurgery.com.
And that's Spalding, no U.
No U. S as in Sam, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, L as in Love, D as in Dog, I-N-G.
Plastic Surgery. SpaldingPlasticSurgery.com. You can check out Dr. Paul Nassif there before
There's
and after shots.
There's actually also another. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Now you can't stop me from talking.
Just keep it coming. Keep it coming. I love
and
it.
And there's RhinoplastySpecialist.com as well.
Oh, groovy, baby.
I love it.
Absolutely. So he's done under your eyes?
Yes, he actually took some fat out of my stomach, which I wish he'd taken some more of, and placed underneath my lower eyelids because I was starting to look a little hollow there.
Right, right.
And I did that under local. It was actually very easy.
Yeah, I love it. I had that done, but not necessarily with my own fat. It was a Juvederm or Juvederm Plus.
Yes.
And I can't tell you what a huge difference it made in
it's
my face.
It's quite amazing, actually.
It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Once again, and you know, Catfish, were we on the air when I gave that beautiful introduction with the Dr. 90210 and Entertainment Tonight? Really?
Yeah, I played it back and I heard it's still on. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, we're good.
Because I couldn't hear myself.
That's weird.
All right.
Check the connection.
That's Catfish. He's our board op. He's responsible for playing all the fantastic blues and jazz. He's really good.
Is that the one that's whistling and saying groovy, baby?
That's him.
That's
yeah,
me.
That's right. Him. So if you have any questions, yes, for Dr. Paul Nassif, he is a facial plastic surgeon. The dermatology questions can go to Dr. Amron next week, or you can call the office at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Dory. Oh, we just lost Dory. So we'll go to Debbie in Huntington Beach. Debbie, what is your question?
Hi, Debbie.
Seth, you want to put her on? There we go. Debbie?
Yes.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi. I am in my 40s, and I look, I think, pretty good. My face does, but I want to get that chin thing done, and I want to get whatever will get rid of, like, mild sun damage, and I've only got lines around my eyes. I really don't have them anywhere else. But I can't have a lot of time off work, and I can't have a big expense. I was going to get a facial peel, but I'm kind of afraid of those because I don't want to be scarred. Is there a laser that will get rid of, like, is there a way to have this done that's quick? And how do I say, I can get back to work, but will take care of my issues like the lines under my eyes, mild skin damage, and a chin thing, the chin tuck.
Well, the first two things you mentioned would be Dr. Amron in regards to taking care of the treatment of your neck, of the skin, and some of the sun damage, in addition to now lines around your eyes, especially if it's crow's feet, either one of us can just do Botox. That's the best way to take care of that. Botox, good skin care, is wonderful for that. Now, when you talk about a chin thing, what actually is the problem?
Well, and again, I'm not real thin, but I'm not heavy. So I have like a round face, and I think that's why it looks pretty good for, I'm going to be 49 pretty soon. But I've got my mom's, like right under her chin, it's starting to look to me kind of like a chicken or turkey or not bad. It's not bad, but my mom's is really bad. So I kind of want to get, they call it a lifestyle lift or something?
Well, no. The lifestyle lift is another company. It's another marketing term. And that's just, I think, it's just different types of facelifts. So that is not an actual type of a facelift. That's just the name of the company. So I don't know if you heard me earlier talking about, you know, what we do for the neck. But, again, if there's a little bit of excess fatty tissue, we can do a little bit of liposuction of that area. If the little muscles in the neck called the platysma are loose, we can stitch that together. And that's called the platysmaplasty. And then if the skin's loose, we do have to make a little incision in the crease underneath the neck and the chin called the submental area and a small incision around the back of the ear and the bottom of the ear and remove a little bit of that loose skin. So that's a neck lift.
Okay. Now, I really want to go to someone that's well-known. And I'm actually going to an appointment right now. And my face is probably the best feature I have. I'm not saying I'm gorgeous, but I don't want to ruin.
You know what? Good for you, girl. No, you know what? Don't put yourself down in any way. If you like your face, a lot of people don't. Good for you. That's some good self-esteem there. Don't put yourself down at all.
Well, thank you. I just don't want to ruin my face. And I think for 49, I look good. But I just think that my little area under my chin could be fixed. And I'm surprised that Botox would be the answer for my lines.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I had really bad sun damage on my face, and I had lines that were so deep, not only on the corner of my eyes, the crow's feet, but underneath my eyes. And let me tell you, Dr. David Amron is phenomenal with the Botox and with the filler underneath the eye. But if you need a little more, Dr. Paul Nassif can do what he did to Jade here and do the fat grafting underneath there. It's beautiful. I mean, I can't tell you the years it takes off your face. It really is wonderful.
And Debbie, by the way, you can always give me a call. If you're going to an appointment, you can give me a call at the office and we can go through things together.
You know, I've written down, is this the correct number? It's 310-275-2467?
That's
lovely.
Right. Yes.
Because okay. I will be calling you. Can you give me an idea what something like a procedure like this might cost and how much downtime?
Well, usually they'd have to look at you and tell you what you need. Because if it is just the Botox and the filler, there's no downtime at all. That's what I do. But if you're looking at a fat graft, Jade, what do you think?
For the neck, about 72, maybe 8,000, something like that. It depends exactly how much needs to be done and how long it will take. Eyes can take around 5. It just depends. It really does depend on what needs to be done, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I am going to give you a call because I will not take a chance. I actually had a tummy tuck years ago, and it was so ugly, my tummy, that I didn't care who did the surgery. That wasn't good, but it turned out okay anyhow.
Well, that's good.
I mean, you know what's important, Debbie, this is your face.
Right.
You just have to make sure you do your research and so that you're comfortable and that you know that the doctor you choose, you know, is an excellent facial surgeon. You know, and so just make sure you do your research.
Yep.
I will be calling your office because I've been talking about this. I was going to give this to myself next year for my 50th birthday, but I may do it this year.
Go for it. And so you look great on your 50th.
Right on.
You know?
And call me sooner than later because the dates are practically gone for this year.
That's very true. I have time off in December. But, well, thank you for answering my questions, and I will be calling this number as soon as I get a chance.
Thanks,
and,
Debbie.
I love these kind of shows because this is exactly what I've been thinking about for 6 months.
Awesome. I'm really glad you called in.
Well, thank you so much
for
your
time. Thank you, Debbie.
Debbie, have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, this is why it's so wonderful having you guys on the air. I'm telling you, I think it really is informative, and I think it's really, really helpful to people, especially, like, she's going on an appointment. What great questions to ask. And also now she's going to go and ask the doctor, you know, same questions. I think it's fantastic. It is. It's good. You've got to take a look and inform yourself, and not just go to one doctor, maybe two or three. Find the one you're comfortable with.
Right.
You know, and do your research. Get on the internet. Do your research. MakeMeHeal.com. I know there's different. Are you on MakeMeHeal.com?
I've been on MakeMeHeal.com answering, I think, rhinoplasty and face questions for probably a good couple of years, and now they're doing a lot of, you know, what we started doing is now filming a lot of our surgeries.
Okay.
And putting them on YouTube, because a lot of patients come in and they say, well, what are you going to do to my nose? Or how are you going to do this facelift? And now what's interesting, you know, in the past, no one really wanted to see that. Now what's happening is the patients that contact our office almost know as much as a surgeon. I mean, right. It's interesting, especially through the internet. They call the office or they email us, and the questions they ask is, well, how are you going to do this? You're doing the open technique or the closed technique, and what are you going to do to my tip cartilages? And they go through the whole thing.
They know.
And then the funny thing is, well, you know, do you have any you know, video of how you take cartilage from the ear, you know, in case you need it for revision rhinoplasty, or taking rib cartilage, or taking tissue from the scalp called fascia? So what we started to do is now we're starting to film these different segments. We're putting them on our website. We have facelifts on the website. We have fat repositioning of the lower eyelids. We have all these rhinoplasty techniques.
And let me give out your website, too, because if people want to see before and after, and now you have the video actually up there.
Yes, we have all videos.
Fantastic. It's SpaldingPlasticSurgery.com. Spalding, no you. SpaldingPlasticSurgery.com. You can always call, though, and ask for the website. Ask for Jade. Ask any question you want for Dr. Paul Nassif at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Now, I've been doing this show. You've been on, what, this is your third or fourth time. I've been doing this show with Dr. Amron, and I hate to see this, but so many people call because they've had bad plastic surgery, because they didn't do their homework. They got a deal from, you know, a magazine saying, you know, if you call now, it's this much for that much, or it's a holiday thing, or... And that's not the way to shop around for plastic surgery. You shop around for somebody who's an artist, somebody who has integrity, somebody who's going to be honest with you, and somebody who's been doing this for a long time. And I know, Dr. Nassif, you've been doing this for a very long time. You've been on numerous television shows. And not only that, people use you as an expert. You're internationally known. And so this is the man that you want to ask questions to. Also, get on the internet and do your homework. If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, you can call us for the next 5 minutes. And then we're off. Can you believe how fast it went? Yeah, 3 minutes.
The time always flies. You know, and you know what's nice is having, you know, Jade here today, even though she's a little bit nervous. And, you know, you are doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
You are.
and the interesting about, you know, bad plastic surgery, it's something that, you know, if, especially the nose is the most complex procedure that plastic surgeons perform. And in the past, you know, being a very aggressive, making the tip very small, sculpting it, you know, it may look good for the first 6 months. But what's, you know, Carrie, what's really important is that the nose heals three-dimensionally. And there's something called shrink wrappage of the skin, which means that the more you remove, the more the nose will deform and cause nasal obstruction, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, 5 years. I have patients that come in and say, you know what, my nose looked great for 5 years. And then, boom, it changed. What? I couldn't breathe. I had these little bumps, these little irregularities. You know, and it's very hard to get a natural, nice-looking rhinoplasty.
That is so weird to me that the skin does that. I would think the skin would get looser, but on the nose it gets tighter, and that's really odd, because I've noticed that with friends, where one nostril will get a little weird, or it'll look a little more pinched, or the skin looks like tighter. I had no idea. I'm thinking, well, maybe they had their nose done again. It's a bad nose job, but it's called shrinkage, shrink wrappage,
especially when you're having a revision rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
Every time you go back into the nose and you're lifting up the skin, you are causing and a little bit more damage to the skin. And it's interesting, one side can heal differently than the other side, with the, you know, on the nose. And so this is an area, because it's very, very thin, there's a little bit of tissue between the skin and between the underlying structures of the nose.
Right.
So you have to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
You just really have to be.
Yeah, do your homework, folks. Don't go under the knife without really doing your homework. Get educated. Find out, you know, the best doctors, the doctors that have the good reputations. Go on a site called MakeMeHeal.com. Those are people just like you that are going under the knife, that have questions. And call the office at 310-275-2467 for Dr. Paul Nassif. That's 310-275-2467 if you have any questions concerning your facial plastic surgery. And thank you so much, Catfish.
Hey, you guys going to come check out my show tonight?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're all going to come to the show, right?
Yeah, you should come check us out. My band, the Hollywood Hound Dogs, we're playing in Downey, the city of Downey, and it's a free show, 9:30 tonight.
I'm going to take Dr. Nassif with me. He doesn't go anywhere. Are you kidding me?
Hey, you know what I want you to do, Catfish?
Yeah.
You're going to be in Downey.
Uh-huh.
There's a place called Blizzberry.
Uh-huh.
B-L-I-Z-Z-B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay.
Non-fat frozen yogurt self-serve.
Nice.
I want you to stop by there and tell them I sent you there.
All right.
Okay, you promise?
Yeah, I'll do it. Is that on Firestone?
Blizzberry.
You know, I have to tell you, maybe look.
Google it.
Google it. I forgot the actual locations, and I should know it. But it's fantastic.
I'll go ahead.
Promise?
Go ahead and check it out. Yeah, I'll be down at the Stardust. Come check me out.
Okay, excellent. And that's the Hollywood Hound Dogs. You rock. Thanks for all the great music that
play.
Yeah. It's so good.
No problem.
This is A Cut Above. Today we had Dr. Paul Nassif, facial reconstructive plastic surgeon. Fantastic. If you're thinking about getting a nose job, if you're thinking about facial plastic surgery, this is the man to go see. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Thank you so much, Jade.
Thank you for having me here.
It was wonderful. This is A Cut Above. Dr. Paul Nassif. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1, the
great
FM
weekend,
Talk
everybody.
Station. You
Bye.
Too.
Wait a minute, something wrong.
You're listening to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem. Hey, what's cool?